This section tells through a very special and unique selection of pieces from the Spanish cathedrals of the Camino Francés and the Vía de la Plata, the prominent role played by the cathedrals that were established in the cities that grew along the paths, in contrast to the case of Compostela, where a cathedral caused the city to grow around it. The continuous passage of people from diverse backgrounds generated great commercial and cultural wealth around the Caminos de Santiago, where not only pilgrims travelled, but also merchants, artists, craftsmen and ideas, thereby structuring territories and a culture associated with pilgrimage and hospitality. We begin the tour along the Camino Francés in Jaca, where this Gothic sculpture of Saint Martin of Tours is usually exhibited in the Diocesan Museum. The image comes from the Romanesque Paris Church of Majones, a village located in the canal of Verdun, Huesca, where there is still a hermitage dedicated to St. Martin, which from the 12th century was part of the Priory of St. Martin de Cieya, dependent on the powerful monastery of San Juan de la Peña. Therefore, it is not surprising that in this place at the end of the 13th century, this gilded and polychromed sculpture was made, representing a bishop in the act of blessing with his right hand and holding the now lost crozier in his left, which is why it appears closed. The saint is undoubtedly Saint Martin, both because of the widespread devotion in the territory of the priory of the monastery of Cieya, and because it precisely responds to one of the two iconographic models used to depict him. From the Cathedral of Pamplona, we have a Romanesque tympanum of carved limestone in its central part with a chrismon crowned at the top by an inverted crescent moon. This work of a Trinitarian character presents some interpretive challenges. In the absence of data and information about its origin, we can assume that it belonged to one of the Romanesque dependencies that disappeared or were transformed in the Cathedral of Pamplona. Besides the Romanesque cathedral temple, the complex included a monumental cloister surrounded by quarters for the canons and a bishop's palace with two wings and a chapel. Most of that monumental complex was renewed in Gothic language between the 13th and 15th centuries. Santo Domingo de la Calzada, a cathedral especially committed to the exhibition in Santiago with four important pieces from its artistic collections, has completed its contribution with a notable liturgical furniture element from the first half of the 14th century. A polychrome wooden front panel presided over by a Christ in Majesty and accompanied by a biblical iconographic program that likely belonged to the main chapel of this cathedral. Its surface is articulated into a central compartment that spans the entire height of the front panel and into 16 lateral compartments in two registers. The first represents the Saviour holding the cross, and the second contains narrative scenes that emphasize the legend of the cross. The figure presiding over the front panel is a representation of the Saviour, in which the protagonism corresponds to the life-giving cross of his redemptive sacrifice, significantly green. The scenes flanking the Saviour show the story of creation and original sin, and the story of Seth, the third son of Adam and Eve, who, having approached the earthly paradise in search of a remedy for his gravely ill father, found on his return that his father had died, so he could only place a seed of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in his mouth, from which grew the tree from which the cross would be made. This extraordinary iconographic program closes, amid some gaps, with scenes from Moses and the New Testament. From the Cathedral of Burgos we have a truly special piece, the Christ Man of Sorrows on the Cold Stone, a sculpture dated around the year 1500 of Flemish origin, attributed to the school of Antwerp, which probably arrived in Burgos due to its commercial development at the beginning of the modern age, and which, since 1624, has been in the chapel of San Enrique, then renamed the Relics or Holy Ek, Homo Chapel, precisely in reference to this sculpture.